Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. And we are so grateful to everyone who supported WYPR during the fund drive we just wrapped up. Thank you. Your backing keeps us going to take on high-energy stories like the one we have for you this morning. If you love speeds, teamwork, and aren't afraid of falling, roller derby may be the sport for you. The Charm City Roller Girls is a skater-owned and operated flat-track roller derby league. On the Record, senior producer Maureen Harvey went to Skateland North Point Roller Rink in Dundalk to catch some of the athletes in action.
I guess the X and Y combination would be like hockey meets rugby meets football. My name is Natasha, a.k.a. Cannon Doll X. That is a first name and a last name. I am currently one of the co-captains of the Dundalk Deviants and also one of the captains of the Female Trouble, which is our B team of the All-Stars. I have been skating with Charm almost 2 years now, but I've been playing roller derby for 13.
So tell me a little bit of history about the league. How did it come to be?
Well, the league started in 2005. I clearly was not around then, but I was out in California playing roller derby already. Yeah, they started with the influence of the New York League, Texas. I don't know if you remember back then, like the Roller Girl show was on with the Texas Bank Track Derby and that kind of deal. And it totally inspired women all over the country to pick up some roller skates and get rolling. So Charm had the same kind of inspiration and they got started here in Baltimore and it's just really awesome and it's grown so much since then.
And how many teams make up the league?
Well, we have three home teams and then three travel teams. And the travel teams are the ones that get to compete in actual tournaments against other leagues in other states and sometimes other countries. So it's pretty exciting, and you get to, you know, you get the home teams, you get your family around and stuff like that, and then you get to go explore and make new friends everywhere. So that's really fun.
Give us kind of a simplified version of the how-to. I mean, generally, how do you play roller derby?
Okay, so first off, roller derby is one of the only sports that you can play offense and defense at the same time or simultaneously. You start off with a pack of four, or I should say the pack is comprised of four from each team, and then you have one person from each team that wears a star on their helmet, and they are the jammer. They're the ones that score the points. So whistle blows, the whole pack takes off. The jammer's job is to break through that pack, lap the track, and every person they pass from the opposing team is a point. Now it's my job, I'm usually a blocker, it's my job to help my jammer get out and prevent the other jammer from doing the same.
The helmet, they have got stars on a helmet, they've got stripes on the helmet. Can that change?
Oh, absolutely. So the one that has the stripe on their helmet, they're the pivot. They're kind of like the backup jammer now. The role when it first came into play years ago, back in my day in roller derby, the pivot was kind of the leader in the pack. They're the one that called the plays, they called what was going on, how to switch stuff up. You had to be your head on a swivel the whole time when you're pivot. Now it's a little bit different. Anyone can be the leader in the pack, which is awesome. I feel like it gives more of a team sense of strength because you know you don't just have one leader, everyone's a leader. And they now can take the panty, it's called the panty pass or star pass. That's probably a nicer way to say it. And the jammer can pass the star to the pivot and then they become the jammer who scores the points. So yeah, it can definitely switch.
And how long does the game last?
Roughly, it's about an hour and a half. Sometimes, I mean, depending on what challenge, you know, if a lot of penalties are happening or challenges are happening, because you can challenge, you know, ref calls or points or things like that. So it can draw it a little bit. And roughly, I'd say about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Are there elements of other sports? I mean, if you were going to say this is like X plus Y equals roller derby.
Yeah. I hate like using hockey as a version because they fight and things like that. And derby's not like that anymore. Or at least our version of derby is not like that. There are other versions of derby where people fight and or it's brutal and everything. And but ours isn't. There's a lot of rules. You have strike zones, like you have need a shoulder there, you know, all these different things. You cannot throw elbows. You can't trip people. You can't pull hair. You can't all the horrible things you see in movies because it's making it dramatic and exciting. Roller derby, the way we play it, is just as exciting, but with a little less brutal. But hockey is a good idea because the fact of the sportsmanship, the strength it takes for skating, the agility, oh my gosh, endurance. it's like nonstop. Our jams are 2 minutes unless a jammer calls it off. So imagine, like, you know, you're a jammer and you're skating and you're trying to lap the track, but at the same time, people are trying to stop you do that. So you're using all this energy, all this strength, all this agility, and get up and going. And if you fall, you have to get up fast, and you have to, I mean, there's just so many elements to it, and it's really exciting. So it's like, I guess the X and Y combination would be like hockey meets rugby meets football, but with a kind of middle ground of pads, because we only wear knee pads, elbow pads, wrist guards, and helmet, and mouth guard.
You're saying that kind of the image of roller derby that people see on TV and movies is more violent than the sport actually is, or more brutal than the sport really is.
I would say more dirty. And then I think a popular misconception is that there were so many years where roller derby was like wrestling, where it was a predetermined ending. So, but roller derby is not like the roller derby we play now. Since about 2003 has been a completely competitive. There's no, oh, I know this team's going to win, or, you know, anything like that. So it's really exciting. Even as you're playing, like, one of the things I always tell my team is, every game I've ever played, whether I was captain or not, I always tell them, you know, that game is not over until that last whistle blows, and you have to give it your all until that very end. And then excitement after, whether you win or lose, like, roller derby is awesome and it's fun. I mean, I've been doing this 13 years. I'm one of the few that have gone this long. Usually roller derby careers don't last longer than 3 to 5. So I've doubled it.
Is that because it's such a physically demanding sport?
Physically, mentally, time-wise. Some people stop playing because life gets in the way. Sometimes their body gets in the way. Sometimes mental get in the way. I mean, this sport is, it takes a toll. It does take a toll. I mean, not only that, it's, we're all skater owned and operated. So financially, you know, some people have to step back because it's not cheap.
So your alter ego is Cannon. Tell me about developing that.
Whew, it was a long process. For me, I'm a big comic book fan. My original name that I wanted something strong and powerful and intimidating, because that's, you know, it's the cool part. Like, you're given your name, and now you get to choose your own persona, your own superhero name. And so my original one was Wrecking Doll, and then it turns out the name was already taken. And see, back then there was only maybe 100 skaters in the United States at that time, but it was already taken. And you give, there was always a level of respect. We used to have a website where you could, like, go and check your name, and, you know, and if anything was kind of close, you didn't do it because it was out of respect for somebody who came before you. And so I had to like switch it up, and I was like, okay, well, I still want to have Doll in there somehow. And I was like, what is also powerful? Oh, and what, you know, I wanted something in relation, and I didn't want to have a play on words. Most derby names are a play on words. And I came out with Cannon, because I used to swim. I was on swim team and water polo and all that stuff. And I used to annoy my coach because I would do cannonballs into the pool when we were doing practices, and he hated that. And then also there's a really unknown X-Men character named Cannonball. So it was like a little tie-in, and my name is Doll-X, so it's kind of like X-Men but reverse. And you can also call me CDX, Cannon, Cans, like a lot of variants on it, but definitely never call me Cannon Doll, because that drives me crazy.
That's Cannon Doll-X, a.k.a. Natasha Stagmer, one of the co-captains of Charm City Roller Girls, here on the record on WYPR. I'm producer Maureen Harvey.
It's definitely like a family, the way they help you out. And when you're in a time of need, you can pretty much reach out to anyone. Hey there, it's Caitlin Marvel, otherwise known as Marva Lust, of the Charm City Roller Girls. I am a co-captain of the All-Stars, and I've been playing roller derby for 9 years now.
How did you get started playing roller derby?
I was a manager of Spencer's, and a few girls came in, and they said they were trying to start a roller derby team, and they knew me, and they kind of just thought this would be something for me. I actually don't live around here. I live 2.5 hours away, and I drive here to play for this team.
So you drive 2.5 hours twice a week for a 3-hour practice.
I do. I started on a team in near Ocean City, Maryland, called Salisbury, Maryland, of the Salisbury Roller Girls. I started there. I helped build that league up. I was there for 6.5 years. I blew my knee out. I had to have 2 knee surgeries. And when I came back from that knee surgery, I decided I'm not getting any younger. I want to play more competitive derby. And I just started driving up here and joined this team.
So when you say playing more competitive derby, what does that look like?
It's just a higher speed. It's more strategy. It's more intense. Bigger goals to hit and reach, and just more of everything.
So being co-captain of the All-Stars, that's the highest level travel team. Where do you guys play?
Well, going into this season, it looks like we're going to be heading to Cincinnati at some point. We're going to West Palm Beach, Florida. Last year, we were in Michigan and Texas. So it really just depends on where ranking-wise we should be heading and what teams are there that are going to help us get the biggest rankings.
Is there a position that you normally play?
I am a blocker. Every now and again during home team season, which is just the home teams, like the, what's made up of the league, all of us together, every now and again they'll have me jam. They're the ones who score points. It's always fun to watch me jam just because I kind of just barrel through like a rhino and hope for the best.
So why do you love roller derby?
Besides the camaraderie that you meet people, and like you come from so many different walks of life that you probably wouldn't meet these people without it, but then you all just meld together, and I get to hit my friends and not go to jail, and that's really important to me.
Everyone looks very happy here. Just a side note, everyone seems really happy. What's going on the, is this what you call the track?
Yep. They're on the track right now. We're doing off skates. I'm surprised everyone looks happy during off skates because usually we're all just groaning. But this is a very important part of higher level derby, especially nowadays. I mean, it's good for all derby teams, but if you really want to play with the best, you got to make sure you're conditioning, you're in the gym, you're doing off skates things to keep your legs warm and different movements. So that's what's happening right now.
When you tell people that you play roller derby, what's their typical reaction?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And why do you think that is?
I have a very dominant personality, and I'm a very aggressive person. And so that's the tone people take away from roller derby, is very, like, people hitting people, going around in a circle, going fast. And they're like, yeah, that makes sense. She kind of gets angry sometimes. But, I mean, like, story-wise, I think one of my most memorable moments was 2.5 years ago in 2016, when I blew my knee out. Like I said, I blew my knee out. I had to have 2 knee surgeries. I tore my ACL and my meniscus. I got MVP of that game right as it happened. At the end, I refused to go to the hospital until the game finished. Then I drove myself to the hospital. I waited a week. I had 1 knee surgery. Within that week, my father actually passed away 3 days after having my knee surgery. And so my first game back, not back on skates, but like was the following week. And when I skate, I paint a black mask across my face, and everyone calls it the Marv mask. And when I got to the game that day, my whole team had painted black masks across their face, like as solidarity for me. And so it's moments like that that are really, really cool and just hits home, you know? And so I was out for about 1.5 years, but I still traveled with the team at the time. I flew to Colorado with my knee in a brace and hiked around Colorado with the girls and tried to keep up, and then flew back home. And it wasn't long after that, like I said, that I transferred to Charm just because I wanted more competitive stuff. But it is. It's definitely like a family, the way they help you out. And when you're in a time of need, you can pretty much reach out to anyone.
It's the hardest training I've ever done. It's the hardest I've ever had to work to reach certain athletic levels. My name's Catherine Murphy. I've been playing roller derby for about 6.5 months, and I'm on the White Star level.
So, Catherine, you don't have an alter ego or a nickname yet. Why is that?
I haven't passed the assessment yet to be able to play in scrimmages, so you don't really have to pick one until you're ready to do scrimmages and start participating in the bouts. So I've been kind of holding off because I want to make sure that I have the perfect one.
Can you explain what a White Star is?
A White Star is somebody who has passed the first safety level assessments, and you're allowed to practice with the league in order to try to gain further skills to safely scrimmage and bout against other players. The different levels are mostly about safety and safe skating, because they don't want anyone to get injured, because it is a fairly dangerous sport. So on the White Star level, we're still working on footwork and contact in general.
What's the experience been like learning these skills and kind of working towards a goal to join the league and move up in the star levels?
It's really helped me just structure things and be focused towards a goal. And I would say it's harder than anything I've ever done. It's the hardest training I've ever done. It's the hardest I've ever had to work to reach certain athletic levels. it requires a lot of endurance, and not endurance in the sense that I've needed in other sports where I could just run and run and run. It's almost endurance like wrestling, like having to be engaged with someone physically and giving 100% of your weight into trying to move them or prevent them from moving is grueling, and it uses muscles you would never even know that you had before. And it's very humbling. It's very humbling to realize, you know, the level of athleticism required to play, and it just makes me want to work that much harder.
This also seems like a sport where there's a lot of opportunity for individual expression with the nicknames, with face paint, with how people kind of adorn themselves, with their outfits and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I definitely love the outfits. This past Saturday was our first home bout, and I just absolutely loved seeing all of my teammates in their bout day outfits and their bout day makeup. I think it's very unique, obviously, to a sport played by, you know, women and femme people. It's something you really have to see for yourself almost. It's amazing.
I have a 5-year-old daughter, and her seeing me do this has been like phenomenal. Now she wants to do roller derby when she's 7. They have a junior roller derby team.
My name's Diane Caparati, skater named Lady Di, number 4. I've been skating for Charm a little over a year, and I'm the co-captain of the Hamden Hans, hon.
What do you call these skates?
Fresh meat skates. So that's like, when you're first starting out, you're considered fresh meat. And so you don't want to put a lot of money, a lot of investment in until you're sure that it's what you really want to do. So you kind of get like a mediocre pair of skates to play around with, and then I got my first real nice pair of skates after I passed the first assessment.
So everybody's skating around the track. Can you just tell me, like, when you look out there, what do you see?
I mean, you'll see all different shapes and sizes of people. You know, we have really tall girls, really short girls. It doesn't matter what your body type is. There's no right or wrong body type for derby. Each one has its positive attributes that it brings to the sport, and our coaches are really good at helping you find the best way to use your body in roller derby. So there's no cookie cutter shape or type of person to be a roller derby player.
Good game, 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 good job, good job, good job. Yes.
1, 2, 3, Charm City!
The Charm City Roller Girls, with On the Record senior producer Maureen Harvey. The league's next matchup is between the Hamden Huns and the Dundalk Deviants next weekend, Saturday, March 16th, 7:30 p.m. at Skateland North Point in Dundalk. And you can meet some of the Roller Girls this evening at Charm City Meadworks Trivia Night, 7 p.m., 400 East Biddle Street in Baltimore. We've got details at the On the Record page at WYPR.org, along with information about the next roller derby boot camp. Quick break here on the record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we're back, a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.